Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Kuf Gimel Erevin 103. And on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is discussing those things which there's a distinction between if a person does them in the temple or if a person does them outside the Beis HaMikdash with respect to whether or not it, in the situation where it's rabbinically prohibited, then it's going to be permitted in the temple, or if it's not rabbinically permitted, if it's if it's biblically prohibited, then it's not even allowed in the temple. But if it's rabbinically prohibited, then it's going to be allowed outside the temple. So as an example of this, our Mishnah discusses chotchin yabelet. So let's say there's a wart. So therefore, that if it's just a wart, it's going to be allowed to cut it mikdash if you're in the temple. So Rashi understands that we're talking about a wart that was on one of the animals that are brought as a daily offering, like the sheep, the carbon tamid, and that's how Tosfos understands it as well. And so therefore, since if you don't cut this, it's going to disqualify the animal by bringing it, because it says in Leviticus chapter 22 verse 22, yavelas lo sakrivu ilu Hashem, that you're not allowed to bring this animal which has a wart, and so therefore that's going to be a prohibition. And so since the biblical prohibition is to actually cut it off with a utensil, so therefore since the biblical prohibition is to cut off with a utensil, if you're going to cut off with your hand, then it's only going to be a rabbinic prohibition, since it's typically cut off with a utensil. Therefore, it's going to be only a rabbinic prohibition, and you could cut the wart off the animal, the disqualifying wart, with your hand on Shabbos. That's how Rashi understands it. The Rambam and the Meiri understand that no, we're not talking about a wart on an animal, but we're talking about a wart on a Kohen, because we know that the Mishnah in Bechoros 43a says that if there's a blemish that disqualifies a Kohen from service, that disqualifies an animal from service, it's also going to disqualify the Kohen. And so the Kohen can't serve in the temple while he has this wart on his body. And so therefore, the only way you can do it is by removing it. But since it's typically going to be removed with a utensil and not with one's hands, therefore the Kohen in the temple will be allowed to remove this wart. Tosfos understands that this is not talking about a wart on the finger, but this is talking about something in the eye, and that's what we're talking about. That's where it's a blemish, and you can't bring it in the temple. So that's a wart in the eye of the animal. And nevertheless, it's going to be considered like it's a passing blemish on the animal and not a fixed blemish. And so therefore, if you cut it off, it's going to be something that would allow the animal to be eaten, to be brought as an offering. And if you would cut it off with a utensil, which prohibition are you violating? So here there's a discussion amongst the authorities, amongst the Rishonim, but most of the assumption that is gozes, is shearing, since typically this is something which is brought with a, which is done with a utensil, like we say, like with a knife. And so therefore, that's going to be typically the prohibition. So you're allowed to do this in the Mikdash. Says we've done three words from the Mishnah, Chotchin Yavelas b'Mikdash, Avolo b'Medina, but not out in any all other places outside the temple, because then you're going to be in violation of the rabbinic prohibition of doing something, and that you obviously can't do outside the temple. Ve'im b'kli, and if you're going to be cutting it with a knife, Kan v'kan asur, whether you're in the temple or whether you're outside the temple, obviously outside the temple it's going to be prohibited, but even in the temple it's going to be prohibited, because then you're going to be violating the prohibition of gozes, and because this cutting, Rashi says explicitly, is a tolda, is a offshoot of the prohibition of gozes, of shearing. And so that's how Rashi understands it. And this Melacha is only going to be permitted, therefore, in the temple. So this is the idea of cutting off a wart in the temple. So this is actually very relevant, one of the areas where it's the most easy to violate Shabbos without even realizing it, because you're not allowed to take something off of your body which you're with your hand or a different part of your body, even though it's typically done with a utensil, you still can't remove it with those parts of your body. And if it's something which is typically done with a part of your body, then it's a biblical violation. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim discuss, let's say, for example, And the Bi'ur HaLacha is explicit about this. Let's say you have this skin off of your lips that is like dry skin, and they're just partially coming off, that if you remove them by like biting them with your teeth or with your hands, then it's possible that you're going to be in violation and have to bring a Korban Chatas when the temple is rebuilt, because this is something that's not always typically removed with a utensil, or maybe perhaps not typically removed with a utensil. And so therefore, since they're found with your you move them with your lips, it's going to be prohibition. Also, then another example of this is biting nails. Biting nails is going to be something that is for sure going to be a prohibition, even though you can say it's typically removed with a utensil and not with your fingers, with your mouth or something, with your biting nails. This is going to be a violation of either a biblical or a rabbinic violation by removing one's nails on Shabbos in this manner. And so therefore, a person has to be very, very careful to kick this habit if they bite nails, because then chas v'shalom, they can come to do this on Shabbos. And so this is a practical application of this Mishnah. Don't bite your nails and don't bite your lips on Shabbos, because it could, God forbid, lead you to violating the Shabbos.